This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Increased availability of COVID-19 vaccines is expected to fuel a stronger economic recovery worldwide this year, according to the International Monetary Fund, that prediction made today. The global economy will grow by 5.5%, more than the 5.2% expansion the IMF forecast in October, as the vaccines help contain the spread of the coronavirus, enabling governments to ease lockdown measures that last year led to the worst global economic contraction since World War II. The IMF's upgraded forecast of the 5.5% global economic expansion this year would mark its fastest year of growth since its sharp 2010 recovery from the financial crisis. U.S. senators will be sworn in today as jurors in the impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump. House lawmakers will serve as trial prosecutors as they made a ceremonial walk to the Senate chamber Monday evening to deliver the article of impeachment charging former President Trump, with inciting insurrection in connection with the storming of the U.S. Capitol by a mob of his supporters earlier this month. With more, Sagar Magani.
Senate is ready to take up the impeachment case against Donald Trump in what will be a test of the ex-president's sway over the GOP. While Democrats say he must be convicted for inciting an insurrection at the Capitol, criticism of the former president. Some are challenging the legality of trying him after he's already left office. Others are wary of alienating intensely loyal Trump backers. 17 Republicans would need to join Democrats to convict Trump after arguments start next week. President Biden tells CNN he doesn't think that will happen, though the trial itself must still take place. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. Coronavirus deaths and cases in the U.S. have dropped markedly over the past couple of weeks, but are still running at alarmingly high levels, and the effort to snuff out COVID-19 is becoming an ever more urgent race between the vaccine and the mutating virus. Deaths are running at an average of just 3,100 a day, down from more than 3,350 less than 2 weeks ago. New cases are averaging about 170,000 a day after peaking at around 250,000. The country's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says the improvements appear to be the result of a natural plateau after the holiday surge. It's not the effect, he says, of the vaccine, and he urges continued vigilance. Tens of thousands of protesting farmers have driven long lines of tractors into India's capital, breaking through the police barricades, defying tear gas, and storming the historic Red Fort as the nation celebrated Republic Day. Thousands more farmers marched on foot or rode on horseback while shouting slogans against Prime Minister Narendra Modi. For nearly 2 months, farmers have blocked highways connecting the capital with the country's north in a rebellion that has rattled the government. They are demanding the withdrawal of new laws, which they say will commercialize the agriculture and devastate farmers' earnings. Two Americans and a U.S. permanent resident, whom Washington says were held hostage by Iran for years until it freed them during the term of former President Donald Trump, have urged his successor Joe Biden not to make gestures toward Tehran until it frees other U.S. hostages. In messages to VOA Persian in recent days, U.S. Navy veteran Michael White, Chinese-American researcher Zhaiyu Wang, and Lebanese U.S. permanent resident Nizar Arzaka said Iran's release of its remaining American hostages should be a precondition for any U.S. negotiations with or without concessions to Tehran under President Biden, who took office last week. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen on Tuesday urged the United States under President Biden to work with Brussels on regulating the tech giants. The EU in December unveiled landmark draft legislation aimed at curbing the power of the internet behemoths that could shake up the way Silicon Valley can operate in the 27-nation bloc. The move comes as big tech companies are facing increasing scrutiny around the globe, including in the United States, where Google and Facebook are facing antitrust suits. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News. We'll be right back.